Hi, I'm Alan Wenzel with FreePod.org, and today I'm having a conversation with Ed Alderman, the owner and operator of The Computer Tutor, an organization that's been around for a number of years. And Ed, first of all, thank you for being here and having this little conversation with us about computers and computer scams. But before I get into the subject, let me just tell our listeners that Ed has been at this business for 17 years.
Yes.
And has helped literally thousands of people with various kinds of computer issues, yes, all the way from setting up a computer to removing junk from their computer to helping them through the topic that we are going to talk about today, Ed, and that is computer scams. So let's just get right into it. And I want to learn a little bit about computer scams. And can you help our listeners maybe by noting what are some of the more common computer scams that you are noticing today?
Absolutely. So tons and tons of scams. Hard to cover all of the topics, actually, or all the different categories. But since I'm in the computer business, let's talk about specifically computer scams that can really mislead or fool pretty much anybody into clicking on a link or calling a fake number. So the probably the most popular scam, or the most common scam, I shouldn't call it popular, is a website that possibly had been corrupted or hacked into by a scammer. And then the website will pop up a very large screen indicating that your computer has been infected or is infected or has a virus, or your social media is infected. And you'll see Microsoft logos. You'll see HP logos or Norton or McAfee, and it looks very authentic. And then you'll see a phone number to call. Now, you never want to call that phone number, because if you do, you'll get somebody on the phone that's very polite, very caring, very concerned about your problem, but they have nothing to do with Microsoft. And they will eventually talk you into allowing them remote control of your computer. At that point, they have full access to your bookmarks, your favorites, your passwords, your personal information. And what they're looking for is a login to your bank. And if they get that, they can transfer money out of your bank account right there on your screen without you knowing what they're doing. And if they can't get that to work, they'll try to trick you into getting a money card or an Apple card or a Visa card and giving them the money over the phone. And if you don't cooperate, if you figure out it's a scam, they lock you out of your own computer until you call back and pay whatever they're asking. And that can be $500 to $2,500.
And it seems, maybe I'm stating the obvious here, but the goal of scammers is to get your money.
Always to get your money.
That's all they want.
Yep.
And that's, as a matter of fact, that as you talk about that particular scam, that happened to me. Yeah. It popped up on my computer screen that I was being locked out and some fraud was detected and I needed to call this number.
Right.
Thankfully, I knew what to do. And in a moment, you're going to tell our listeners what to do if that screen pops up. But this is relentless stuff.
It's relentless, and it's been going on since I've started the business, 15, possibly 17 years. And the first thing you want to do when you see this type of scam is to actually just turn the computer off. If you can't turn the computer off, if you can't get to the start menu or anything on the screen, just hold the power button in for about 10 seconds. It'll crash the computer. If you can't crash the computer, just pull the power cord. If it's a laptop and those options don't exist, see if you can remove the battery and then let it sit for about 10 minutes.
Besides the screen pop-up that's saying that your computer's been locked and to call this fake Microsoft number, what are some other typical scams that you run into that hit us as a computer user?
Very popular scams are a category called phishing scams. You've probably heard of this. It's their emails or even text messages now that look like something they're not. Like maybe you get an email from Apple, and Apple says to you that to better protect you, let's log you into your account to make sure that everything's up to date. Well, that could be a complete fake email that's not from Apple. And once you log in, you've just given a scammer your Apple ID and your Apple password. So now they have access to your iCloud account, and they can completely lock you out of that. That's a phishing scam or a phishing email. And they come from, you'll get lookalikes from Microsoft, from Apple, from HP, from Dell, even from Xfinity, Frontier, Yahoo, Gmail, and Facebook, especially Facebook.
So they all look like they're legitimate.
Yep. The logos are there. Legitimate links will be in the email to better pull you into this lie.
So how do we, Ed, how do we even go about spotting the fake from the real?
Never log in to an email like that. Always go to the website. So if you, let's just say, for example, you get a Facebook email that says, you may have been hacked, log in to protect your account. Never do it from the email. Close the email out. Go to Facebook.com, log in, and see if that's a real warning. It's probably not. A really popular phishing scam is Amazon. It's not from Amazon, but it'll be fake, and it'll say, thank you for your purchase. If you believe this is not your purchase, click log in or call this number. That's a really bad scam.
I think I've had a phishing from someone pretending to be PayPal.
Oh, PayPal is really popular. Is it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Very popular.
Same kind of a thing that you... Yeah. Please don't contact us. There's something wrong with your account. We need to update some information.
Yep.
Please call us.
Please
call us. Of course, don't do that. You're saying never call a number. Never log into any of those emails.
Never call a number that pops up on your screen. And if you do call a number, here's the best way to find out if it's a scam. If somebody actually answers the phone. If you think about it, when you're calling a scam, there's always somebody on the phone immediately. There's no automated this or that. If you call HP or Dell or Microsoft or Apple, you got to go through 20 minutes of automation. You have to press 1 for English, press 2 for Microsoft, press 3 for Office products, press 4 for 2007 Office. So you never actually get a live person until about 20 minutes.
But that's almost counterintuitive. It's almost like you would think that a live person, boy, I got somebody real.
Yeah.
This got to be legit. But you're saying it's just the opposite.
It's just the opposite. If a live person answers and they're super polite, you got a scammer on the phone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a good tip for our listeners.
That's a really good tip because people fall for it. Because the guy on the phone is like, I am so sorry for this. We're going to do everything we can to get you through this. Let me get my manager here and we're going to pull all the stops out and we're going to help you get through this before it's too late. And let me call your bank for you to make sure you haven't been hacked. That happens too. Then, of course, they call a fake bank. And the other person on the phone says, yes, looks like maybe you've been compromised. Let's make some changes. All of it's fake.
So if you get a hold of somebody live
mm-hmm.
who is very, very super helpful,
yeah.
wanting to do all these things for you, including calling your bank, that's a dead giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway.
This is a scam.
First thing they do is answer the phone. That's a dead giveaway. Second thing they do is want to call your bank for you. That's all bad. Yep. Or if they tell you to go to the store and get a money card, Microsoft, Apple, they're never going to ask you to do that. You know, HP, Dell, Norton, Xfinity, they're never going to ask you to go to the store and get a money card.
So. And what happens when, are there, before I ask the question, what do we do if we think we're the victim of a scam? Are there any other scams out there? I remember you mentioned once fake websites.
There's fake websites. Like if you do a Google search for HP tech support, there's a very good chance the first 4 or 5 links are bogus.
And how do you know that they're bogus?
Oh, that's it. If there's a phone number. If you go to this site and it says call this number, that's because you're going to think to yourself, oh my gosh, this is so easy. I've got what I wanted. I'm going to get an HP tech on the phone. He's going to help me. When you go to HP support, there's no phone number. You know, they just can't support a billion users. You know, Microsoft can't support 5 billion users. They just can't do it. So there are no numbers. They're there, but usually you have to dig deep to find the actual phone number. And you know you've got the right one if you can't get a live person.
I know that sometimes when you Google, well, let's say HP tech support or something, that I tend to scroll down until I see HP.com or HP.org.
That's a very good tip.
For a legitimate website, not one that's sponsored by somebody else or... go through a third party to get to it.
Very good point. And there is a website I use and I tell people to use all the time to get legitimate phone numbers. And it's called contacthelp.com. It's all one word, contacthelp.com. You can type in any company you're looking for and they'll give you the legitimate phone number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it. It's the only website I use to call whoever I'm trying to call.
Give that to our listeners again, Ed.
www.contacthelp.com.
www.contacthelp.com.
Yep, you can look up HP, Apple, any company that actually has a phone number, you can look them up and find the toll-free number.
That's a great tip. Yeah, now, here's a question for you, Ed. Let's suppose that you realize you become victim of a scam.
Sure.
You've turned your computer over to somebody. You've gotten a gift card to send off somewhere, and you've done that. Yep. Or someone has shown up at your door to receive some kind of a financial reward. What do you do if you think you've been the victim of a scam?
First thing is call the bank. Call the bank and let them know somebody had access to my computer. Because most of us do banking online, which means that that information is available to the scammer once he has remote access. So call the bank immediately. If you have, by any chance, any other financial institution like a investment portfolio through, let's say, Fisher or Schwab, it's always good to contact them and let them know that somebody had access to your account. Not to your computer, at least. You never know what they were able to do. Let me tell you a real quick story that happened to a customer of mine. I couldn't believe it. So he got a phone call from Amazon. It wasn't Amazon. And they told him that they had accidentally refunded him too much money. So he logged into his bank account. And first they got him to give the scammer permission to remote into the computer. So what they did is they opened up his browser and moved it over to a secondary screen that he didn't have. The scammer had two screens. He had one. So on the second screen, they logged into his bank account, moved $4,000 from his savings to his checking account and labeled it Amazon. So then he saw it, of course, and the scammer said, "We just need $3,900 back. You can keep $100. So, but he couldn't transfer it. He had to go get a money card, which should have been a red light. But he went ahead and got the money card and wrote it and then called them back and gave them the numbers, and they had $3,900. But it was never their money. It was just his money from savings to checking, but it looked like an Amazon deposit. So they did that without him seeing a thing. But he let them have remote control. Yep.
Ed, is there some point where we need to contact law enforcement if we feel like we've been scammed? Or what would you recommend?
Honestly, there's nothing they can do. And even they'll tell you that right there in person, that there's nothing we can do. It's in another country. And nothing seems to get done about this. Even these third world countries, mostly India or the Philippines, there is no real punishment for this. They might shut these cells down, but they just reopen a week later.
They pop up somewhere else quickly.
Yeah, with the same people. So there is no, I don't know if there's no laws or if the government is maybe taxing and getting money from these scammers. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But
so it's difficult for all of us here in the United States to police that kind of activity because it really is coming from sources outside of our country and other parts of the world.
Yep, every time.
Let's just kind of run through for our listeners, kind of in summary, Ed.
Yeah.
Some reminders for our listeners. We know that scammers are after your money. So the list of things that you should never do is, first of all, don't ever, ever, ever give out any personal information to anybody by phone.
Right.
Unless you know who it is specifically.
Never do that. Never call a phone number that you didn't go looking for on the computer. No.
Never call a phone number.
Never call a phone number that
you haven't looked up.
That pops up on your screen. Never, ever let anybody have remote access to your devices unless it's a family member or you know for a fact that you're talking to somebody who's legitimate. I just had I've been working with for years and years. He let somebody in his computer. He figured out he was being scammed. The scammer put a password on his computer. It was unhackable. We had to wipe everything out and restart and reinstall all the software for the computer because the scammer locked him out. And the only way that he can get back in is if he called the scammer back and paid $1,500. Yeah, it just sucks, you know. And the poor guy was, you know, 85 years old. And that's another thing, that the target group for these scammers are probably 65 and older. And that's the target group.
So be wary is the watchword. Don't give out information.
Right.
Don't call numbers that pop up on your screen. Don't ever give remote control.
No.
Don't call numbers that you didn't solicit yourself. Don't answer emails you don't recognize.
Right. Yeah.
Never log into an email that you get, even though it may look legitimate.
Yep. And they always look legitimate.
They always look legitimate.
Yeah, they look really good.
And if you think you are the victim of some kind of internet scam or computer scam, call your bank immediately.
Yeah.
Because that's what folks are after, your finances.
And call an IT guy that you might know of who can come to the computer. It only takes maybe 30 minutes to make sure that we get the remote software out. Okay. It doesn't take long. Just call somebody who is savvy and have them go through the computer and remove that remote control program that the scammer installed. Because if you don't, he has access to that computer.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Whenever he wants.
Real damage to you and your identity and to your finances.
Yep, you got it.
So be careful out there is the word for those of us who are...
Don't trust.
And even smartphones are also the same thing as a laptop computer.
There are screens that pop up, especially with the iPhone. It's relatively new. There's a fake iPhone warning that pops up on your screen saying that... oh my gosh, I forgot what it says. It says something to the degree where you need to contact us because your account has been compromised. And of course, it's fake. It's not dangerous. Your phone's not infected. It's just a pop-up. You just reboot the phone and you're fine. But so, don't call the number.
So just shut the phone off and,
yeah,
and
start it up. That's all you have to do. Yep, mm-hmm. It's not an actual infection. It's just a pop-up, but it's designed to take over the whole screen.
Ed Allerman, the computer tutor, has been very helpful to me personally, and I know he is very concerned, as we all should be, about those of us who might be subjected to these computer scams. So, Ed, I want to thank you for your time today and sharing some very valuable information about what to do,
absolutely,
how to spot a scam, and what to do if you think you are being victimized by some scammer out there. So, Ed, thank you very much. Any final word for us, Ed, here before we sign off?
You know, thank you very much for the interview. And I would just tell everybody to treat the internet like it's a dark alley in New York City. Just be very cautious.
All right. Ed, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Again, this is Alan Wenzel with freepod.org, hoping that you've enjoyed our conversation over coffee today with Ed Allerman of the Computer Tutor. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners.